And good morning. Welcome in. Once again, it's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us on this 4th of July. Doctor, happy 4th. How are we doing today?
I'm good. Happy 4th to you. What a great day.
Yes, we're excited to get another topic to our listeners here today. And what are we focusing on this holiday morning?
Okay, so today we're looking at desperation or despairing, which is really being overwhelmed and feeling like we have to give up, that we can't do anything. Title is Life is Messy, Don't Despair. Somewhere a long time ago, I found a little piece of paper that was on my fridge for a long time. It says, our lives begin to end when we are silent about things that are important. That's the ultimate sign of despair, when we pull away from everyone and everything and collapse into ourselves and keep silent. We've given up. So if we work backwards, if we think, point out that life is messy, we might as well expect it. It's going to happen. It's like, you know, somebody's going to spill their milk or whatever. And we've got small messes, we've got bigger ones, and then some that just come out of the blue, like COVID came out of the blue.
Yeah.
Big mess. Now, we all know in our kitchens our desks are messy. You know, we can see it. But how do we know when our lives start to get messy? Because it's easy to, habits just kind of ooze along.
Sure.
So our thoughts, our words, and our actions start letting us know. So we stop talking about things that are important. If the checkbook's out of balance or maybe kind of in the red, we might not bring that up to the partner who shares that checkbook. You know, we're nervous about it. Or how's the relationship going? Or if you have a new idea or a belief, something that's important to you. Our decisions follow the crowd. You know, if everybody's doing it, I'm doing it, because we don't have to think then.
Yeah.
And acting independently feels stressful, like we're going to be attacked. And you know, sometimes we fall into the habit of talking about people, not ideas. And when we notice those things, or that we're judging ourselves and other people, when we notice any of these things, we want to stop and think, what's going on with me? Because those are signs. That messy life, those kinds of habits, are indicators that it's time to pay attention. So I'll use the desk example. When your desk is messy, you look through the papers, and you find the stuff that's 6 months old, throw it away. Get rid of it, you purge it. Then there's some stuff you need to keep and act on. You prioritize that. You put the rest of it in some kind of organizational file. We do the same thing with life, except we do it with our values, our attitudes, beliefs, our behaviors. We have to purge, we have to prioritize and organize, and with our values, it's more like aligning. You know, our behaviors need to align with our values. So, you know, we can expect it at certain times of life. We can expect it when you change levels in school, high school to college, big one. Family roles, you know, becoming a parent, work roles, becoming a boss. Sometimes, like we did with COVID, big change.
Oh, yeah.
Big change. Now, the big question is, how do we do it? Go back 3,000 years or whatever it was. Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living. We have to take a look at ourselves, almost like wall yourself off for an hour or two and think, what do I really believe in? Is it honesty? Is it love of neighbor? I mean, and how many things?
Yeah.
What? And everybody has to decide for themselves.
And some of it's hard to do because it's easy to just stay comfortable and go with what you've been doing all along and not make those changes.
Exactly. And it's like sometimes it's the hill you'll die on, or you'll do it no matter what. But if it's really important to us, we have to know, because it's very easy to slip away. And then we have to say, do our behaviors match up? So this 4th of July, because we are so lucky to live in a country where we can be free to live and grow, we need to examine ourselves, our lives, and our attitudes, and make any changes that we feel we need to make.
Good chance to take stock and maybe make some positive changes. That's our show for today. You can find out more online. You can listen to this show, past shows, find more resources on all of these topics, not just today, but every week that we discuss items here on our feature that is entitled Your Life Matters. Just go to safeharboril.com. You can also call Safe Harbor Counseling, 630-466-8657. Join us again next week at this same time.